5 years ago, hurricane winds and swelling seas slam into New Orleans. It changed the city forever and also forced a country to rethink what it really is.
Well, we're in the lobby here of our hotel. We're completely underwater in this first store here. There's chairs floating by.
That was August 2005 in New Orleans. Now, August 2010 in Pakistan. On the anniversary of one deluge, another, a world away.
And New Orleans struggles for a true recovery 5 years later, though corruption and homelessness are still lurking.
And in Pakistan, recovery from the flood isn't even imaginable yet.
Can America find common cause with Pakistan? Do we have more in common than we think in the decade of the flood? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 27th. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry this morning, and I'm here with Lynn Scherr, who's in for Celeste Headlee. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Todd. Great to be with you.
It's always great to be back with you. Let's get a check on some of the morning's top news. Now, on this day 5 years ago, we knew Katrina was a big one, but we had no idea what it would do to New Orleans. The director of the National Hurricane Center personally called New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin to warn him of what he called the doomsday scenario. And this is what residents were waking up to on WWL radio.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin has issued a mandatory evacuation for the city of New Orleans. It is now illegal to reside in the city of New Orleans.
Memories of media in New Orleans 5 years ago, Governor Kathleen Blanco was urging residents to stay calm.
We don't need to panic, but I think Louisiana people are pretty smart about this stuff.
And Hurricane Katrina was worse than most people can imagine. It toppled the levees, leaving 80% of New Orleans underwater. Hundreds of thousands of people were displaced. 1,800 were killed. The New Orleans Police Department remains so riddled with corruption, Mayor Mitch Landrieu has asked the feds to step in now. They are now looking into allegations that top New Orleans police officials circulated orders authorizing officers to shoot looters in the days after the storm.
The effects of the chaotic aftermath are still being felt today. And joining us now is Seth Figerman, staff writer for MainStreet.com. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning.
So 5 years after New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, unfortunately, a lot of progress has been made, but maybe not quite enough. We're still seeing that homelessness is up significantly. It's about twice as much as it was before the storm. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of families are still caught in limbo.
But I've seen all these wonderful images of families mm-hmm. standing outside their shiny new homes or recreated old homes.
Right. And yes, and that's true for a number of families, and we should be very thankful for that and the government's hard work and nonprofits' work. But unfortunately, a few families have fallen through the cracks. Some are still in FEMA trailers. Some are still waiting for their houses to be rebuilt. Some of them have been conned out of work that was supposed to fix up their homes.
So 5 years later, we're going to talk to Seth Figerman a lot about this and a lot more in just a moment. In other news, former President Jimmy Carter has secured the release of an American-held prisoner in North Korea. That decision comes after the former president flew to North Korea earlier this week on a private mission to secure the pardon. The two are now on their way back to the United States. In Mexico, the sole survivor from the deadly massacre earlier this week is speaking out. He tells investigators a notorious drug cartel gunman killed 72 people because they refused to work as contract killers. President Felipe Calderon calls the attacks the work of a desperate cartel. And it looks like a gloomy day for the economy. The Commerce Department is expected to revise its estimate for economic growth in the second quarter. Economists forecast it will be cut almost in half to 1.4%. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 9,985. S&P opens at 1,047. And the NASDAQ opens at 2118.
Coming up this morning, from the state of one flood to recovery from another, later this hour, we look at how aid workers are being targeted as they try to help flood-ravaged Pakistan. That's coming up later this hour. Coming up next, a discussion about New Orleans.